And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Now, Arthur, when I was in probably early on in the career as a chairman of a department at the University of Chicago, so that's probably 25 to 30 years ago, there were pictures on the wall of Twinsburg, Ohio, and the Twin Festival. And now I live almost next to it. Tell me about Twinsburg and what they found.
That's right. Twinsburg, I believe, is just south of Cleveland, isn't it, Mike?
We have a very big family practice center there, and internal medicine and pediatrics practice, and they actually use the wellness widget, one of our devices that fosters wellness. They rolled it out and tested it with Dr. Laurie Posk. So I have a fondness for Twinsburg, even without knowing anything about the twin study.
Well, plastic surgeons love Twinsburg, Mike. There have been now several studies by plastic surgeons on twins because it's a perfect study. We compare the twin that didn't have anything to the twin that had, let's say, a facelift, or in this particular study, the twin who smoked versus the twin who did not. And this study was done by a plastic surgeon from Cleveland named Dr. Garayan, who's at one of the competing hospitals across the way from you.
That can't be very good.
University Hospital.
Oh, I take it back. My wife is a department chair there. I have to take it back. It's a great place. In fact, one of the unique things about Cleveland is that all three of the major systems are as good or better than any place else I've seen in the world. And in fact, the medical care here is about a logarithm better than in most cities. I mean, that's a huge amount better.
And that's good. Got yourself out of that one. Okay. All right, Mike. So Twinsburg, here was the study. They looked at twins, one twin who smoked and one twin that did not. They took photographs of those twins, and they showed the photographs to plastic surgeons that did not know which twin smoked and which did not. They asked them to judge the age and to say whether or not they were smokers or not. In all cases, plastic surgeons were able to identify the smoker as looking older than the twin that did not smoke.
Every case.
And every case.
Not a
miss.
And
the twins that smoked had more wrinkles. They had deeper nasolabial folds. Those are the lines between the nose and the mouth. They had more wrinkling. Of course, we know this, wrinkling around the lips, you know, those smoker's lines, of course. But also they had sagging jowls. And the interesting thing, Mike, is that they asked the twins how long they had smoked. So they did not have to be active smokers. They could have smoked at some point in their life. And the difference was visible in as few as 5 years of smoking. Isn't that interesting?
And it was very significant. Just 5 years, they were able to pick up differences that were remarkable.
That's correct. Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, smokers look older than non-smokers. So for those of you who are listening and don't care about your lungs or your colon or any of the other things that, or your heart.
Since that's one of the things that this does.
Yeah. So if you don't care about those things, look in the mirror and care about what you look like, because you'll look worse if you smoke. And I tell my patients, I don't have too many smokers in my practice, Mike. Which is also very interesting. But I do tell the few smokers who come in and they have the non-invasive procedures and they want facelifts, and I refuse to do facelifts in smokers because they have a 20 times higher complication rate than non-smokers with loss of skin and higher infection rates. 20 times. And that's an old study. That was done by Dr. Reese about 30 years ago. An excellent study. And smokers are just about the only people that lose skin in a facelift. That means it dies. It can die. It's just one of those terrible complications of a facelift. So if you're a non-smoker, it's a very, very rare event. And if you're a smoker, 20 times higher chance. So I don't do facelifts in smokers. I don't do breast lifts in smokers. And I don't do tummy tucks in smokers, because those are the three operations in plastic surgery that lift huge areas of skin, pull it tight, and decrease the blood supply, and smokers cannot tolerate that. So, you know, this is very, very pertinent. It was published in our journal, the Plastic Surgery Journal, also. It's a great study, and it just really drives the point home not to smoke.
Well, I'm going to do a quick real age tip of the week now, Arthur. And this pertains to smoking, too. Does osteoporosis matter and why? Osteoporosis is the weakening of the bones, which can lead to painful spine fractures, a broken wrist, or most importantly, breaking your hip. It's most common among people over age 65, and you should care if you're younger, especially if you've got kids or grandkids, or you yourself is under age 30. It can be devastating, especially if it leads to a fracture of the spine or hip. A spine fracture is very painful. It increases your death rate. 25% of women have spine fractures, and 25% of those never recover back to the normal activities of daily living. In men, it's less, 15% have it, but 40% never recover. So with a hip fracture, you can't live independently very easily. So less serious, obviously, broken wrist, which would require wearing a cast or something like that. But the strongest bone, when do you build your bone mass? In childhood, up to age 30. So you should get enough vitamin D, 1,000 international units a day is minimum extra, and the right amount of calcium. Hopefully you get calcium from foods. You can take up to 600 milligrams of calcium and magnesium in your supplements. So getting the right amount of calcium and vitamin D and some magnesium so the calcium doesn't cause you constipation, you want 300 milligrams of magnesium a day. So to get those, if you just get those, it makes you 1.8 years younger. And that's real age. Tip of the week, Arthur.
That's a good one, Mike. I will. I'll remember those things as I have my calcium in my pizza tonight.
No. So now, does your daughter? Is she under age 30?
Yes, my daughter. I have a 24 and a 22-year-old.
So I hope you're getting them to get the extra vitamin D and maybe tell them about calcium because they're still building bone while they're in the age they are.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know how difficult it is to get people that age to do anything. Mike, my daughters, you know that I am such an ardent sunscreen proponent, and getting them to use sunscreen is difficult.
Well, in fact, if they're using sunscreen, they even more carefully need to get that vitamin D because the sunscreen prevents the activation of vitamin D, so they need the D3 in a supplement.
And we try. We certainly try.
And Arthur Perry, by the way, if you want to get his sunscreen, you can't get it yet, but he'll get it again next year. But you can get Night Skin and Daytime. And what's the web address is www.drperrys.com. Thank you very much for listening to You, the Owner's Manual, Sonar for great engineering, Donna for great guests, and thank you especially for the great questions and listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Thanks for your listening. You.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.